Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carly, I'm looking at some numbers right now, and something's not adding up. Something doesn't make sense. Darnell Washington, these are the snap counts for the tight ends. Darnell Washington, 48 snaps. Spencer Anderson, who's an extra tackle, 19 snaps at tight end. Connor Hayward, 16 snaps. Jonnu Smith, 13 snaps. Pat Freiermuth, 15 snaps at tight end. What's going on with Pat Freiermuth, man? Like, what's going on here? He has 7 catches on the season for 65 yards. Wasn't even targeted at all yesterday. At all. And we could talk about Jonnu Smith as well. I mean, he's a newer guy. So I think there's going to be a point in time where Jonnu Smith does get going and they get him going in the passing game. But Pat Freiermuth, a guy that got a new contract last year, only 15 snaps at tight end? No targets? What do you think is going on with this? Is it just because, you know, they want to use an extra tackle? Is it because that they have to keep tight ends in to help this offensive line? I have no answers, but his production is as low as it ever has been.
Yeah, it's not good enough for his contract, and I think some of that's on him. I think some of that is on Arthur Smith. I think some of it is on Aaron Rodgers. We did see him have a drop where Rodgers rolled to his right and threw it 70 yards, and it's right in his breadbasket. We also saw last week where Rodgers wanted Freiermuth to sit down in a zone whenever Rodgers was sort of doing the scramble drill, and they weren't on the same page. I'm not suggesting that that's the problem, but that has been part of the problem. And I think, like we had talked about before the season, I think with the way that they've designed this offense from a personnel standpoint, I think it's game to game who they think is going to be able to help them most, whether that be catching the ball or blocking, how much they want to run, how much they want to throw. And in this game, clearly they wanted to have the extra tight end. They wanted or the extra tackle. They wanted to play Darnell Washington. And I'm not for the people who are saying, well, they should not have paid Pat Freiermuth, blah, blah, blah. You're 4 games in. It's going to take time. They're winning games. They're still under the salary cap. Mm-hmm. They're not paying their quarterback a lot of money. There's a lot of things to say about that. I'm not at that point with Pat. I'm not freaking out or overreacting yet about Pat. But I am with you that I would not have, going into the game, assumed that that's how the snap count was gonna play out.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I mean, Darnell Washington is the most complete tight end, I have to say. He's the most effective tight end whenever he's out there. He is becoming, and we saw that in the preseason. We saw that a little bit last year, but he's becoming a threat in the passing game. If you just dump it off in the flat, like, you know that he could just fall forward and get you 5 yards. But his blocking and his all-around utilization at that tight end position, I think that he is the biggest threat out of all 3 or 4 guys at this point. And I think that moving forward, he will be the number one guy going into games. I really do believe that. And not to say, you know, Pat Freiermuth isn't going to get his catches or get his touches or get his snaps, but I think that the way this offense is constructed right now and the best way moving forward is to have Darnell in there as much as possible, more than anybody else. I mean, he basically more than doubled everybody else's snap counts.
Yeah, and I just inhaled a piece of toast. My bad. I saw people on the social medias yesterday, Doran, saying like, oh, Arthur Smith, he's supposed to use all these tight ends. He is. He's just not using them the way that you want him to use them. I'm saying the general you, not you, Doran Dickerson, or me, Adam Crowley. You have three good tight ends. I still believe that, even though Freiermuth is 7 for 65 this year, even though Jonnu Smith, everything he's catching is at, behind, or near the line of scrimmage. I think they're trying to work out what each guy's individual skill set is. And Darnell Washington, to your point, is playing a lot. He was a factor in the passing game. He is a massive factor in the running game. So just because Darnell Washington's not running, 15 routes and catching 8 balls for 100 yards doesn't mean that Arthur Smith's not utilizing his tight ends. He did. I thought Darnell Washington was a big part of yesterday's game.
Wasn't there a play yesterday where they had 4 tight ends? I could be wrong. I thought I saw Jonnu Smith in the backfield, Connor Hayward to the left, Darnell Washington on the line, and Pat Freiermuth to the right. I could be wrong, but I know they used 3 a couple times.
No, I think you're right, because they did the tush push with Connor too, which
that
would
too
count as the running back tight end there. Yeah.
So I mean they have been trying to use all of them at the same time and use all of them, rotating into the game. I do worry a little bit about Jonnu Smith, and I'm sure that his confidence isn't as high because of coming off of what he did last year, but it's still very, very early. It's still very early, and you could use Jonnu Smith in so many ways. I expect them to use him more and more as the season does go on. But Pat Freiermuth, I hate to say this, I just feel like he's going to be the odd man out moving forward. I'm not saying that he's not going to be productive at all, but out of all 4 guys, I feel like he's going to be the odd man out.
Yeah, I think he's probably the most limited in what he brings to the table, right?
Yeah.
He's a good pass-catching tight end, I think. I still believe that. We've seen it from him in the past. He got out to a slow start last year, and the numbers wound up being more respectable by the end of the season. I think you're right about Darnell. He's a damn good blocker, maybe the best in the NFL, and he's shown to be a valuable weapon, even if it's just being the chain mover. And some of it you absolutely have to account for in the red zone, regardless of whether or not he has a touchdown this year. So that's why he's playing. And then Jonnu, I say, look, Freiermuth's a really good pass catcher. Is he as good? Is he as explosive as Jonnu Smith? No, I don't think so. No, we haven't seen the explosion from Jonnu, but I'm starting to pick up what you're putting down. I'm not terribly worried, like I said. And again, I'm not worried about the pay structure, but if I were in Pat's shoes, yeah, I'm probably looking around and seeing the writing on the wall a little bit.
It's going to be interesting how they deploy those tight ends, and I would assume that the rep count will get a little bit higher moving forward, pending on if Calvin Austin is as hurt as we may think he is, and he's going to be out probably for a little bit of time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.